This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to www.accessradiotaranaki.com.
Welcome to Wahine Atua, a space made for and by women in Taranaki. Whether you're tuning in at home, work, or with a cuppa in hand, you're in great company. Join us now for chats, laughter, real korero, and a whole lot of wahine power. It's Wahine Atua, on now here at Access Radio Taranaki.
And welcome to Wahine Atua for this week. Nice to be back. Fee, how are you? It's just you and I flying solo tonight.
Oh, I'm not too bad. Just pleased to be here, of course.
Yeah, really good. It's we've got Marcia who's away at the moment, and Crystal's hurt her shoulder and had other family things going on like we all do in life, and it gets a bit crazy at times, doesn't it?
Yeah, so the poor people have only got us.
I know they have. Actually, we were just talking beforehand off air because these listeners probably have heard us on the breakfast show talk about it. I've been away for the last couple of weeks because I had a hysterectomy done 2 weeks ago, and quite a bit to get your head around, really. Yeah,
oh,
quite crazy.
The psychological bits are just phenomenal, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. And as I said to you, Fee, like I went on not to have that done and woke up in recovery with them saying to me, oh, you've had a hysterectomy, Tracy. And it was like, okay. And I never in my days of having babies, I'm 56, so long, you know, what's that ad on TV? I've shut up shop down there. Well, I absolutely have. And every which way, actually. But to get your head around to actually go, you know, like I never thought, I don't think it defines you being a woman, a uterus, because it's just some meat, you know. I don't think that defines you at all, but it's still just like, oh, okay. And I actually, like, even though I, you know, was certainly going through menopause, to actually now go, okay, well, you know, now, like, I had a marina in. Well, I thought, when they took my uterus out, did it come out with decorations and Christmas decorations? We had a marina in it. Yeah, like, I'm almost just thinking, thought, God, I wonder how many uteruses they take out where the marina's actually still sitting there. Like, it was quite bizarre. I will say the nursing staff were just hilarious, and I was really lucky that I was in a room with a woman, Glenda, who will probably be listening to this, who was an absolute hoot. Her and I got up to all sorts of mischief and spent 3 days side by side, had the same surgery, and just went through, you know, life and adjustment. And as we had many a giggle, we always laugh when you're in hospital how they pulled the curtains across like that and magically are soundproof.
Oh, I know. And then they talk about you, like,
yeah,
really,
absolutely.
Really,
like,
loud.
No secrets whatsoever. And like, when they took catheters out, she had her catheter out before I did. And then I had mine out later on that afternoon. And, like, she goes, oh, how was it for you? You know, like, sort of an even packing that they pack your WhatsApps with, these bloody crepe bandages that they pack you with. And, like, we just sat there. We had to laugh because otherwise we would have cried, you know. It was quite great. But certainly the friendships that you form in hospital are quite funny, really.
Yeah, and also it's these things that you don't really think about. And, I mean, like, you're talking about being a woman, and whilst, you know, yes, you shut up shop, it's that psychological thing. And, I mean, it's like all these things. Our bodies are always changing, you know, from puberty, perimenopausal, menopausal, you know. And, you know, like you, we were talking coming up to May with, you know, breast cancer awareness and stuff.
Yeah.
And you know, you've got to, literally got to put them on the line, you know, and get them checked. And it's, I don't know. It's a tough life. You're bashed and beaten, you know, just by the medical system, just to keep yourself healthy.
Yeah, and I know. For me, this time too, as with that, it was a bit of a, I guess, like, just you can't help but just thinking of those poor staff in a theatre. You know, I had the surgery done vaginally, so I didn't have done laparoscopy, which is now what they do a lot of hysterectomies that way, which I found quite like, oh, do they? But they do quite a few hysterectomies that way, but mine wasn't done that way. But I thought, oh my god, these poor buggers who are gonna see my bits out for all to see, And you look at these people and I'm thinking, oh, yeah, great, yeah, great. And, and they were clinking things in, and then Ethan was trying to clip their hand things in. And then she said to me as I was climbing onto the bed, she goes, watch out, because, of course, the bum for that bed's gonna, there's nothing there. We've got a gap. So just be warned, because, and eventually, we'll put your legs in stirrups and the rest of it. And then he, meanwhile, the surgeon, he's standing in the corner just looking at me, like having a conversation with his house surgeon about life and in general. And I'm thinking, oh my God, all these people and my bits are going to be everywhere for everyone to see. And you put your faith in them, but you know that it's not going to be a big deal for them, because once they've seen one, they've seen everything, Isn't it like, but,
Well, it is kind of different. Like, I mean, I can talk about like from a photography perspective, like because I do intimate portraiture. People say, oh, rah 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 about bodies. And I said, well, actually, when I'm doing it, I don't see it as a like in any sort of sexual or any sort of intimate sort of way, other than I'm trying to do the best for that. And it's almost, and I said to someone, it's almost like it's just a piece of meat. Like, or I could be photographing a tomato, so, and it'll be exactly the same for them because it's a professional thing. And it's funny how we think, oh, no, I don't want all my bits, but they don't care. They're
No, they
doing a
don't
job.
care. They
They
don't
want to do
care.
the best job.
Well, you
So
do, like,
you're
you put your trust in them and you sign your life away. And I know beforehand, because I went in for a repair, and he said to me, look, there's a 1% chance that we might have to do a hysterectomy, but I don't think we will do. I think this will be pretty straightforward. It'll be fine. Well, of course, things turned to shit, and they had to. But you put your trust in them. But they were amazing. I can't fault them at all. They were just amazing. They were really good, and certainly looked after me really well and explained everything afterwards. And so I've come home nursing my wounds, as it were. But bit of a mind adjustment, I will say that. And really weird to go back to having to use sanitary pads, because I haven't had to use them for quite a few years. And it's like, oh my God, do you realise that they come in so many different frigging shapes, sizes, flavours, you name it, these days? I was a bit like, oh my God, I couldn't believe it. Like, how much things have changed, like the amount of range that they have of all these things.
Yeah.
And it's quite crazy, quite cray cray. Hey, we were talking about it before, and you just mentioned it. Two for, of course, May is Breast Cancer Pink Ribbon Month. And that's something that I'm really quite surprised. They're saying the stats in New Zealand, I think it's 1 in 9 people will end up with breast cancer. And I
Yeah.
actually must admit, I thought it was more than that. That's the latest stats that are on good old ChatGPT. But I did think it was more than that. But that's 1 in 9. And I think out of that 9, 7 are women and 2 are men. Because people, obviously, we think breast cancer, and stupidly enough, think that it's only going to affect women, and it doesn't. It does affect men, which is just crazy. But in New Zealand, free mammograms for women 45 to 69, which I know, I must admit, I'm really, I personally think it needs to be quite a bit older than that. I think that's too young. I think 69 is too young. I know, as I said to you before, Fee, I've had lumps, and I had lumps removed back, must be, gosh, it must be, oh, at least 10 years ago, 11 years ago now. Was, yeah, honestly thinking that it was going to turn to shit. And in that waiting time period when they did biopsies, waiting to hear back what they were, and it ended up that they were non-malignant carcinoma, basically, is what they said. So it meant that it wasn't cancer, but they were a carcinoma. So they were lumps. So they took them out. But yeah, really lucky and thankful that nothing obviously progressed any more than that. But I've been through an aunt having had breast cancer and had a double mastectomy. I've been through one of my closest best friends who's had a mastectomy. And I've lost a girlfriend who I was friends with right from the time we were 5 years old. And actually, I have talked about Helen before on air, and that's why I had my head shaved. When I had my head shaved to raise some money for when she first ever started going through her cancer journey. But we lost Helen, must be 8 years ago now. And it just really shows you, and I've even had the conversations with my own girls, and that's something as mothers, do we tell our daughters, what age do we start telling them check your breasts in the shower, lie on bed and have a, a poke and a prod, as it were. Because I think they don't necessarily teach young women how to actually do a breast check these days.
No, not properly.
No, they don't. And like to actually have to physically push down like we do, and also to go for those mammograms if there's that risk for it. And as you and I were just saying beforehand, like you go through the, I mean, they're pretty out there. I find them quite painful. I find them quite painful to get there. And it's a bit like, when they go, "Do you mind if I touch your breast?" and they'll place it on the thing. And I'm looking down thinking, holy shit, I look like a couple of flattened cow udders that are incredibly all of a sudden long. Because I've squished them so much, and it's like, huh. And of course, when you've lost weight, like your boobs, you don't have the amount of tissue that you've had beforehand, so it's more skin, and they suddenly shrink. And as I was saying to you too, Fee, like I really found it funny. The radiologist showed me the photos of the slides of what I was like before when I was 140 odd kilos versus now, and how different my breasts look, and they just were so different. And I thought, oh God, quite crazy. And I couldn't get over A also too, it was a bit of a buzz with how closer I got to the machine.
The mammograms have improved, to be fair.
Yes,
Like they
they have.
used to, the machines used to be a lot more painful. I think that, and now, because I remember when they first started, like they weren't the portable, they weren't the trailer that came round,
No.
it was far more onerous and sort of almost, I suppose, shameful. You had to go and go off to this, but now it's like this big happy trailer that you just
Nice.
pop in and have a
Yeah.
wee chat and get squished and you're chatting to someone with while they're turning into a pancake.
Yeah.
And but it's just, and it's such a simple thing that I'm hoping, I mean, I'm always talking to people saying, hey, you get that done. It's a bit like men with their prostate, just get it done.
Yeah,
5 seconds
absolutely.
for your life. But it is something, like you say, like men can get breast cancer. I mean, they've got breast tissue.
Yeah.
And to be fair, there's some men out there that have bigger boobs than we do. So,
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
it's just check your bodies. I mean, we've got this opportunity of living, and we just need to do it. And supporting our people. Like, I mean, I know with breast cancer, there's the hormonal one. I've got a girlfriend who had a double mastectomy. She had breast cancer, and she lost her breasts, and they found out it was that genetic one.
Oh,
So
yeah. Yeah.
her daughter had a double mastectomy and reconstruction preventative.
Yeah, good on her.
And yeah, well, I mean, it was, if you knew that your chances were so high, I mean, why wouldn't you?
Yeah,
It's
absolutely. Gotcha. Yeah. Yeah.
but then some people get scared to get the genetic testing, and it's like, what? I mean, oh, I don't know. It's such a simple thing. I mean, and I'm glad that we do have the awareness. I mean, because to be fair, I can remember as a child that cancer, you didn't speak about at all.
Oh, nah, I
Oh, it
know.
was, everyone would just start whispering, the big C, and and it was a, but it's like, well, our civilization or our society, we live a lot older.
Yeah.
To be fair, people used to die a lot younger because, that was, we didn't have our advancements. And if you live old enough, something's gonna get you. And it seems that, like, cancer does seem to be quite a large thing. And breast cancer, well, over 50% of the population have got breasts.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you know it says here that 6% of women who develop breast cancer occur in women under 40?
Yeah, and they're not even having mammograms.
Huh. 6%. Isn't that crazy? It's just crazy. One other thing which shocked me was that how when I can remember looking at it, and I've recently been reading up about it because we're doing something here at work about for Pink Ribbon, but was that how what are the signs to look for? So lumps, obviously, skin thickening or dimpling. And I thought about this, and I thought I can remember when I was must have had I must have been Bree, so the oldest daughter, and I can remember my boobs getting quite almost like a bit dimply. I can remember that happening, and I think like it's I guess it's that it must have been obviously breastfeeding and all the rest of it, but how like the ch it's the change to look for the change they talk about, I think, anyway, nipple changes, swelling, Pain, any discharge from your nipples at all. That's the other common
Yeah.
thing. As I said beforehand, free mammograms available every 2 years for women aged 45 to 69. And that diagnosis, obviously, it's that same thing, get in earlier, the more time frame of getting in early to get diagnosed is the thing more than anything else, isn't it?
Yeah. And there's also one which is like bruising. It's a skin color change that can look just like a bit of a bruise, which is a bit different. It's a more aggressive type of breast cancer. And it's often not caught because people are looking for, like the, I'll say, traditional lumps and bumps and things. And whereas I don't look at the discoloration, it's sort of quite often a purpley, sort of bruisey type one. Yes, rather than feeling lumpy. And it's like, wow, there's this, it's frightening. Basically, if there's any changes at all, I mean, you think about, skin cancers with moles and things. If something just feels a little not right, or it doesn't seem like it looked like it used to, was before, get it checked out.
Yeah,
Peace of mind.
absolutely. God, yeah. I think that's the thing, is that just being able to talk about it and being able to, go and see something. It says here, obviously, mammograms is a low close-up x-ray of the breast tissue. Screening mammograms are used to check for breast cancer in women with no symptoms of the disease. Two images are usually taken of each breast, and a free screening is available, obviously, women 45 to 69. A diagnostic mammogram is used to check for breast cancer when a lump or other sign or symptom has been found. More images are taken to be compared to other mammograms, obviously, that you have. That mammograms can pick up a very small breast cancer, sometimes as small as 2 millimeters, whereas
Yep.
tumors can often grow to 2 or 3 centimeters, the size of a cherry or walnut, even before they can even be felt. But a mammogram can detect it as small as 2 millimeters. Mammograms can also detect microcalcifications, which are a calcium deposits, which might indicate the presence of cancer or precancer. Around 5% of women find mammograms painful, which is only a little bit. For most women, the pain is very tolerable and mild and only for a short period. Mammograms detect 80 to 90% of all breast cancers. Isn't that
Yeah.
incredible? 80 to 90% can be detected through a mammogram. So why would you not? Mammograms obviously are most effective way of cancer screening or tool that they've got, obviously. And even mammograms, one thing to talk, think about is that they don't stop the development of breast cancer, but can reduce the risk of dying from breast cancer by as much as 33%.
Wow.
Isn't that incredible? The
That is
number, by the
incredible.
way, I'm going to mention it now and I'll mention it again later, is 0800 270 200. Timetoscreen.nz is the website. So 0800 270 200. So that's to breast screen Aotearoa, and you just give them a call and they'll be able to book you in to get that, because that's, important, isn't it?
Oh, it's just vital.
Yeah, got you.
I mean, yeah, like I say, we should just do it. I mean, and I agree, like, I mean, it's a shame that it is such a limited, 45 to 69 is quite limited, for the free screening. But hopefully, like, if we can get some more, I suppose, education for our younger woman. Because yeah, you don't want to find out too late.
No.
Because it is often a cancer that can be dealt with
Yeah,
if
absolutely.
it's caught early enough. It just I don't know. I find it shocking how so many people tend to not be responsible for their own health.
But isn't that something, I can remember having a conversation with the nurse at my doctor's rooms, and she said to me, when I had made a comment, oh, I hadn't heard from haven't heard from the hospital about blah blah blah, and she said to me, but what have you done?
Yeah.
Chased him up. And I remember thinking at the time, being a bit pissed off that she'd said that to me. Like, to be honest, she's a
Yeah.
friend too, by the way. But at the same time, though, she was bloody right, because I rang again and said, hey, look, when's, I have been waiting for 18 months now. When's my appointment coming up? And it wasn't, it was funnily enough, they were actually just about to contact me. But that's the thing, like you have to just push it. And I guess, you know, one of the big things here in Taranaki, obviously we've got that new cancer unit that's here, which is amazing, so that people don't have to necessarily go down to Palmerston anymore for treatment, which is incredible. And you know what, like I was saying beforehand, like me just having a hysterectomy, just because you haven't got boobs or you haven't got a uterus doesn't mean you're not a woman. You know,
No.
and that's it. They're only just bits of meat. That's all it is. Funny enough, Fee, I know you know, and my listeners probably know too, is that my oldest daughter's a tattooist, and one of the biggest pleasures I've ever seen is actually seeing Bree do cover-ups for women who've had mastectomies.
Oh, nice.
And I've seen a couple of the bits of work that she does. There's also the girl in Hayley who's in the Top Town Cinema Complex with us, not far from us. She actually does nipple tattooing and areola colouring tattooing for
Oh,
women who
nice.
have had reconstructions, which is really cool because I don't know if you've watched, you know, the good old surgeons in the States with that botched program, but I've seen them do amazing reconstruction on women who've had mastectomies, and then they'll create a nipple out of skin, but of course the colouring's not there. And I mean, you couldn't tell when at the end of it what was the real breast with a nipple and what was the tattooed reconstruction breast. You couldn't tell at all. I've got a girlfriend who's had a mastectomy who's decided not to have reconstruction. She couldn't be
Yep,
pregnant at all.
I've got a girlfriend like that, and
Yeah,
she's like, nah.
no, same. No,
I know
and
one that's had a double mastectomy, doesn't care. I've had
yeah.
one that's had a single,
Isn't
single
that
breast
cool?
removed,
Yeah.
and it's such a personal thing.
It is. Yeah, it is, that.
And a lot of it is around, it's not the physical, it's the psychological impact.
Yeah.
I mean, societally, we're told these things, that breasts are make you, a woman, the cleavage, there's so much within
So not, yeah,
advertising, obviously
absolutely.
pornography,
Yeah.
all that sort of thing,
Yeah.
that makes you more of a woman. If you've got small breasts and versus large, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
But and it's that psychological thing, like you were talking about, your hysterectomy, which was a surprise, that's not what you went in for. And just getting your head around these things. And actually, the misconception, someone who's got small breasts has just got just as much chance of getting breast cancer as someone with large breasts.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Just
It is. It's quite crazy, though. Funnily enough, I always think of back when youngest daughter, she'll hate me telling this, but I always remember that it was so funny. She was in the bath, her and her sister. They would have been about 2 and 3, I suppose. And they're in the bath with their dad, like obviously everyone did back then. I don't know whether people do it so much now and frown upon it probably, but back then they were in the bath with their dad. And I could hear Caitlin crying. And of course, I walked into the bathroom and said, "What have you done to her?" I blamed him, thinking that he'd probably smashed her face or something like that. And she was on the side of the bath, holding the edge of the bath, and she was fairly sucking that bottom lip and having a real absolute meltdown. And I said, "What's the matter?" And of course he started laughing, and he goes, "Oh my God," he goes, "it's so funny." And Brianna was in the corner of the bath covered in bubbles, like looking like a guilty child. Like she was so cute, that kid. She just didn't know how to handle people getting upset. She'd just withdraw herself, looking really withdrawn. And the other one was screaming. And anyway, I said to Mark, said to their dad, what's gone on?" And I went and picked her up, threw a towel around and lifted her up out of the bath, and she was fair going. And then I said, "What's the matter, Bubba?" And she goes, "I don't want them." And I said, "What don't you want? What's the matter? You don't have to do anything." She was like so upset, and he was still laughing. And he goes, "Oh my God, I told her one day she's going to have titties like mummy." Well, the irony
Traumatized
is,
the child.
that actually she's a lot smaller busted than me and my oldest daughter. So her wish came true that she didn't want to have boobs. She hasn't got them. It's quite funny, but you know, like I often think how life would be a lot easier, and like just to not have back pain and neck pain if you didn't have big boobs, and like you know, like all of those things. And like poor old Brie at the moment breastfeeding her new baby, and I having to hold your boob back from suffocating the baby because your boobs are big, you know, like all those things that people don't think about if you've got smaller breasts. And even today, Bree said to me about how people can normally breastfeed and just hold them with their arm, with their head on their, on your arm, on the same side of the breast. And she said, "But I can't do that because if I did that, I'd suffocate him, because my boob would just fall over his face." And it's all those sorts of things that you can't help but have a bit of a giggle over, really, can't you? But I mean, they're just boobs, aren't they? They're just boobs.
Yeah, and
Get
that
over it.
they are there for a purpose.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, absolutely. It is that. Yeah, definitely is that. But, as I said before, and get on to ring that 0800 number, which is 0800 270 200. Book in for a mammogram. Talk to your GP if you need help. But just making, if you haven't had a mammogram, haven't been and had one done, and you are between those ages of 45 and 69 and haven't had one done in the last 2 years, or maybe you've never had one done, which I hate to say, a lot of women I know also too haven't been in. Get a group of girlfriends together and go and have it done. Like, just go
And
and
then
have
go
it.
and have a drink after. Make it fun.
Absolutely. Have a bit of a laugh. Just turn it into a nothing like it is, because it's really not. I do see, I think this is great. Did you see they've brought out those new mammogram machines now? You can lie on a bed on your tummy and your boob falls through a hole, like you do when you have a massage for your head. Your boobs fit into the hole now. And then I thought, actually, I don't know whether I'd really want to see that. I think I might just stand at the machine and get them squished, because may not be a something I'd really want to go down. Crazy, hey, isn't it crazy? Maybe men should do that. Could have a hole there.
Oh no. I'm such a visual person, so
Just
thank you
imagine
for
the
that.
side, eh? Can't you just imagine it? It's like, yeah, milking with
It
Marie. That's what I feel like. I've turned into a Jersey cow, because you just can't help but laugh, really, can you?
Oh
It's
no. But I
crazy
mean
stuff.
it's just so important. I mean, yeah, I just can't stress enough for I mean, yeah, once you've gone through puberty, you should be checking.
Yeah, 100%. 100%, couldn't agree with you more. On that note, Fee, we're going to wrap it up, because that is a half an hour over, and we will be back with you next week here on Wahine Atua. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to this episode. For more information and others just like this, head along to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.
This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.